Saga Egmont presents Mortal Green by Anita Waller, read by Leslie Harcourt. For Susan Hunter, for being my friend and for being such a wonderful supporter of my work. Thank you, Susan. Green is the prime colour of the world, and that from which its loveliness arises. Pedro Calderon de la Barca, Spanish poet and playwright, 1600 to 1681. Green represents the dead image of life. Rudolf Steiner, Austrian philosopher, literary scholar, architect, and educator, 1861 to 1925. Prologue. 2nd of March 2020. Faith Young pulled on a bobble hat, almost a match in colour for the dark green three-quarter-length padded jacket she had opted to wear, and opened the front door. The hat hid most of her short dark hair, and she had added a small amount of lipstick to take away the winter greyness showing in her face. The holiday in Jamaica booked for June was beckoning, but not fast enough. It wasn't raining, but she could sense impending drops in the cold March air. She hesitated, wondering whether to take her umbrella, but decided it would be one less thing to carry. She hitched on the backpack and closed the door behind her, after automatically patting her jacket pocket to check she had remembered to pick up the key. She walked down the tiny, unadopted lane that led to the main road, remembering her arrival and feeling pleased that her Aygo was a small town car and not the Range Rover her husband Jack had recently acquired. His would never have squeezed down the track without folding in both wing mirrors. Will Sandford, the owner of the property she had rented for a month, had given her written instructions for a walk down through Eam, through a wooded part, then exiting at the top end of the village. He had marked on all the tourist attractions, places she had only seen in books prior to arriving in Eam 2 days earlier. She was glad she had thought to put the piece of paper in a plastic sleeve. If the threatened rain did appear, at least her instructions wouldn't disintegrate. She didn't walk at speed. The words at the top of the instructions said approximately 3 hours, and she knew she would occasionally veer off track to investigate something, then write items into her notebook, so that 3 hours would probably be a very conservative estimate. She needed some thinking time. Her life was on the edge of something new, and she didn't know how to handle what was a potential life-changing decision. She probably needed every minute of that 3 hours. She left Leaf Cottage and walked down the main road, stopping to take multiple pictures of the plague cottages. These were already in her book, but the reality of seeing them in the flesh blew her away. This was real history. The whole village and the outskirts were real history. She paused a little longer by Rose Cottage, feeling almost a sense of grief for the 9 members of the Thorpe family, who had all been taken by the plague between September 1665 and May 1666. She moved on to Plague Cottage, where 5 people had lived. The mother, Mary Hadfield, survived, but her new husband and her 2 sons, along with an employed hand, had all perished over a period of 11 months. Mary, Faith noted in her book, lost 13 relatives. Maybe Mary Hadfield could be the centre point Faith was looking for. Maybe a descendant? Maybe even bring 13 into the title. 13 dead. She felt the enthusiasm grow within her, and knew Jack had been right when he had suggested she take off for a month, rent a holiday cottage in Eam, and concentrate solely on the current book. Immerse herself in the real Eam, and not the Eam anyone could research in books or online. Already strong ideas were forming, linking Eam's bleak historical past with the present day, and she leaned against a wall while she added something else to her notes. A splodge of rain landed on the paper, and she slipped the small notebook into her pocket. She took out instructions and headed towards the stocks. Her brain went into overdrive. Maybe a body discovered in the stock.